what gets laid down there is like the idea that there are good people and there are bad people, right? So the whole thing is couched in terms of, if you don't do this and do this, that makes you whatever. But in actual fact, when you look at it and really reflect on it, what it's saying is that the proprium is this. This is what it is. And while the text is gracious and merciful in terms of its presentation of the material in a way whereby it looks like I might be okay, that's not actually what's there. The whole reason for presenting what it presents is to give us insight into what the love of self is like. And then our responses to the text reveals what's active and where we're at with things. Because there is no one operating out of the love of self that can't but be operating from self-interest. That's the point. But the word provides the means whereby we can come to see that, and that is our salvation. Because we come to a place where we accept that what truths teach concerning the self and concerning the Lord is actually true. But that's a gradual, step-by-step process. And that's why the text is in the form that it is. It's accommodated to the belief that you have a sense of self that is autonomous and independent. Because if it didn't accommodate things in that way, you wouldn't have a bar of it. But as you're gradually led in, so these things can be revealed more and more. And that's what brings about being set free from the things that bind us, that truly bind us. So the Lord implants what's needed for every person to be awakened to spiritual life. And it's those remains which are implanted through what's termed the innocence of ignorance. So things that we receive because we think they're going to benefit us, but ultimately will benefit the Lord's end, which is our salvation. And so that provides what's needed on a lower plane so that what is higher can be active within the lower. So it's all the Lord. All motivation to spiritual growth and development is the Lord at work, giving us the motivation as if it is our own. So you can have an externally ordered life, and, you know, that's just what it is. But at some point, there has to be a diving deeper, because it's about ownership and claiming life as one's own. That's what needs working out. Everybody has to come to see that the Lord alone has life, and that we're all recipients of life. And our attachment to our sense of identity is going to be the determiner of the difficulty that process is going to enact upon us.